Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Clippers and the New York Knicks. LA comes in with a record of 29-26. The Knicks are 28-25. Over their last 10, Clippers are 6-4, lost their last game. Knicks 4-6 over that span, won their last contest. Here are the numbers. Clippers average 110.5 a game. They give up 110.5 a game, so they have a 0 point differential. Just 0. There you go. Knicks, meanwhile, score 114.3 per game and give up 112.5 for a positive differential of 1.8. Looking at the turnover numbers, they're pretty close, although the Knicks have a slight advantage, 13.1 turnovers per game versus 13.8 by the Clippers. LA has a slight advantage in shooting percentage, 46.8 versus 45.9 by the Knicks. LA also with the edge in three-point shooting, 37.7% versus 34.2 by New York. And the teams are almost tied, but the Knicks have the slight lead in free throw percentage, 77.5 versus 77.1 by LA. And the big advantage in bench scoring by the Clippers, 42.4 versus just 29.2 by the Knicks. This is the first time this year these two teams are playing. It is a home game for the Knicks, who are without Mitchell Robinson. Jalen Brunson is listed as day-to-day. John Wall out for the Clippers. And the question is, can the Clippers muster up enough offense? And can the Knicks find a way to defend the wings, specifically George and Leonard, of the Clippers? This is going to be an interesting cross-matchup type of game. It's kind of weakness versus strength on both sides. I like the Knicks at home, particularly if Brunson plays. We'll see if he does. If he doesn't, I think they're going to have a hard time scoring as well, unless Julius Randle can carry them, which he's shown to be able to do in the past. But I do have the Knicks winning this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Clippers and Knicks coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Los Angeles Clippers and the New York Knicks. The Clippers opened up as 2.5-point favorites, and it's gone up now. The Clippers are now favored by 3.5, and the over-under is at 220.5. The Clippers are 29-26 on the season, 28-27 against the spread, 23 overs, 32 unders, and they're 15-15 on the road this season. The Clippers, they've lost 2 out of their last 3 games, though, 2-1 against the spread, 1 over, 2 unders in that span. In the last game they lost, they had a huge lead against Milwaukee, and then Giannis just decided to go complete sicko mode on the Clippers in the second half, and the Bucks came back and won that game. Kind of an embarrassing loss for the Clippers, but the Clippers are really defined by, does Kawhi want to play? Does Kawhi feel like playing? Because when Kawhi Leonard plays, the Clippers are one of the best teams in the NBA because he's so good defensively, we don't even need to get into his offensive skills. He's clearly one of the better two-way players in the NBA. So when he plays, he just elevates the level of that team. But it really depends on if he wants to show up and play. And now they're going to have to try to get this playoff push going because you got to do anything you can to avoid that play-in series. The Clippers are also 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 games after an off day. So that's something to keep an eye on for the Clippers on the road here. But they are playing the Knicks in this game. The Knicks, they're 28-25, 27-24-2 against the spread with 28 overs, 24 unders, 1 push. They're also 13-14 at home. Think about it. If they were just a better home team, they would be in the top echelon of the Eastern Conference. But the Knicks, they've won 3 out of their last 5, 3-2 against the spread with 3 overs in that span. And also the Knicks, 7 of their last 9 games against teams above 500, the over has actually hit. So that's something to keep an eye on for the Knicks, for the over to hit in this game. And I do like the over actually in this game because the Knicks, they score a lot, they give up a lot. It's just they're fun games to watch, the Knicks. They're one of the most inconsistent teams in the NBA in terms of winning, but there's always 115 to 110 finals, and they've also played 2 overtime games in the last week. So there's a lot of points to be had when you're watching the Knicks. But I do like the Clippers, actually, to go in there and lay the 3.5 points on the road, mainly because the Clippers are coming off of a bad loss that I think they want to rectify, and I think the Knicks are just the sacrificial lamb in that sense. And I like the over in this game. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Los Angeles Clippers and the New York Knicks.